The original Looney Tunes shorts are a staple of TV time in our home. My son and daughter are both big fans of Bugs Bunny, Foghorn Leghorn, and Wile E. Coyote. But they have a real soft spot for Pepe Le Pew, the oft-misunderstood skunk. Skunks are legendary for their powerful predator deterrent, an oily, hard-to-remove, horrible-smelling spray. With the Latin name derived from the word mephitis, for noxious vapor, it's no wonder that Penelope Pussycat, we humans, and even hungry predators steer clear. But that doesn't make skunks any less important to the ecology of our listening area. Maryland is home to two different types of skunks, the spotted and the striped. You're unlikely to run across the very secretive spotted version, but the striped skunk, who looks very much like the famous Pepe Le Pew, can be found all over the state. Striped skunks prefer habitats with a variety of woods and fields, but need to live within a mile or two of a water source. About the size of a house cat and weighing around 7 pounds, our local skunks are omnivores, meaning that they eat both plants and animals. Like members of the closely related weasel family, their diet includes grubs, earthworms, honey and fruits, small reptiles, vegetation, and the eggs of ground-nesting birds. They'll also eat caterpillars and toads, both of which can have spiny outsides and skin toxins. Scientists have observed skunks cleverly rolling these animals on the ground to remove their tricky outsides before consuming them. Skunks are also one of the primary predators of the honeybee, relying on their thick fur to protect them from stings. Foraging typically occurs from dusk to dawn, as skunks are crepuscular. During the day, these relatively solitary animals retire to burrows that they dig with their powerful front claws or that they find left by other animals. They may also shelter in hollow logs, rocky crevices, or even abandoned buildings. Right about now, female striped skunks are pregnant and preparing their dens for young. Babies, called kits, typically arrive around May in our area. Kits are born blind, helpless, and hairless, but they immediately have their characteristic black and white striping pattern. And like snowflakes, each striped skunk has a pattern to itself. Even though baby skunks cannot see until they're about 3 weeks old, they can spray attackers at just 8 days old, well before they could accurately aim. When the kits are ready, the mother skunk takes her babies on brief hunting excursions. She leads them and they follow her in a single file line, just like ducklings. If they feel threatened, a mother skunk will fiercely defend her young. Skunks are capable of lots of vocalizations, including hisses and growls. But any predator seeing feet stamping, tail waving, or a position that looks like a handstand should stand clear. A skunk can emit a foul-smelling musk from glands beneath its tail, and it can bring any aggressor to its knees. A skunk can spray up to 12 feet, and it can cause intense pain and temporary blindness if it hits the eyes. No animal wants to be sprayed by a skunk, so striped skunks have few predators to fear. Great horned owls are its main predator, perhaps because owls can swoop in before being sprayed, and perhaps also because, like other birds, they have a poor sense of smell. Beyond being just a delicious meal for our local owls, skunks can be helpful too. Farmers praise them for digging up and eating things like cutworms that can ravage our crops. For more about skunks and other local mammals, visit your local nature center, or go to www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center, for WYPR, your NPR news station.